Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I get this picture in my mind of this raging river of God's yes. There are some things you don't have to wonder if God cares about. He's already said he cares about them. And this raging river of God's yes, when you jump in any part, at any point in the river, you're going to be carried along by a power that's bigger than you and accomplish more than you're actually physically able to do. For instance, a young gal that I'm mentoring started to step into the foster care system and she wanted to adopt. She had a couple of failed adoptions. And then the Lord just said to her, I don't want to bring a child to you particularly. I want to bring you to children. And the Lord just married her to this foster system to the point where she's bringing teams in to revamp and paint the county offices. Mm. She's bringing journey bags to kids who are yanked out of their homes. And in the meantime, she's adopted 6 other kids, I think. Wow. But it was after the fact. But she's got now a national ministry to the foster care system, and she calls it the Forgotten Initiative, these forgotten kids. That's just one example. IJM is another example. Venture Expedition's another. And we can all find our way that fits who we are and how God has wired us to step into that raging river. But it's what we're made for, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and I love that you talked about stepping into the river. We around our office, we call it taking a step of yes. And we use the example of Brother Andrew, who ended up being a missionary during the Cold War. And he was from, I believe, Norway, if I remember. And he came back home and he developed this growing relationship with Christ. And he was like, whatever you want from me, God. And he felt God was telling him to become a missionary on the other side of the Iron Curtain. And he wasn't quite sure how he was going to do it. And he kept saying yes, but because he had a bum leg. He had a leg that got shot during the war. And it was like he was literally almost crippled. And he kept hearing him say yes, but, yes, but. And he felt like God was saying, don't say yes, but just say yes. And he said, okay. And he was on a park bench praying to God. And he stepped up and he said, this is my step of yes. He took a step. He heard a crack in his bone and he thought he broke something. And he walked one step, two step, three step. And God healed him in that instant.
Whoa.
And if you follow his story, he what he did, he was like a super spy missionary. But it started with a step of yes. And his name's Brother Andrew, if anybody wanted to look that up. But for all of us, it starts with a step of yes. It doesn't start with becoming a missionary in another country. It starts with, what is God talking to you about today? And what is your simple yes? It could be kindness to a child. It
could be
to a neighbor. It could be pulling over and just allowing somebody dignity who's asking for a drink of water or some food or a few bucks. But our step of yes could be the start to, like you said, getting in that raging stream. And you know what? You will never, ever, ever be sad that you took that step.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.